Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Yehoshua Perek Yod. In this Perek, the conquest of Eretz Yisrael continues. Perek Yod, Pasuk Aleph, Vayihi Chishmoa Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim, Ki Lachod Yehoshua Es Ha'ai, Vayachrima. And it was when Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, heard that Yehoshua had captured Ai and destroyed it. Kasher also the Yericho Ulamalko, just like he had done to Yericho and to its king, Kain also La'ai Ulamalko, so too he did to Ai and its king. Vechihi Shlimu Yosh Ve'Givon Es Yisrael Vayihu Bekirbam, and that the inhabitants of Givon made peace with Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael, and they were living amongst them. Vayiru Me'od. Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, and his people were very frightened because Givon was a great city, just like one of the royal cities, and it was even greater than Ai, and all her men were mighty. And yet, Givon had gone and made a pact with the Bnei Yisrael out of fear. Interestingly, we are told that the king of Yerushalayim is called Adoni Tzedek, in deference to the exalted status of Yerushalayim. Even in those times, tzedek, which means righteousness, was the suffix of all of Yerushalayim's kings, whose royal title were either Adoni Tzedek, as in our Perek, or Malki Tzedek, as in one of the kings involved in the battle of the four kings and the five kings, in Bereishis Yod Dalad. Hence, we are told Adoni Tzedek, after righteousness, was the king of Yerushalayim. Pasuk Gimel tells us what Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, made a pact with who? Hoham Melech Chevron, Piram Melech Yarmus, Yafia Melech Lachish, Devir Melech Eglon. So he calls to four other kings, the king of Chevron, Yarmus, Lachish, and Eglon, and he says, come up and help me. V'naka es Givon, we will strike Givon, ki yishlima es Yehoshua ves Bnei Yisrael. They see Givon and its people are traitors. How could they have gone and made a pact with Bnei Yisrael? And therefore, these five kings gather together and they camp against Givon to battle against it. Pasuk Vav, and the men of Givon send word to Yehoshua, and they say, do not let your hand be weakened against your servants. Alei aleinu mehera, quickly come up. Vahoshia lanu, you better save us. Vahazreinu, you better help us. Ki nikbatsu aleinu kol malchei ha'amori yoshvehar. All of the kings of the Amori who lives in the mountain have gathered against us. You made a pact that we would be in peace. That means we are allies, whether it was right in deceit or whether it was wrong and it should not have been done. It doesn't matter. We have a pact. Vayal Yehoshua min agil. So Yehoshua, when all the troops go up, and all the mighty warriors, and Hashem approves of this, Pasuk Ches, and Hashem says to Yehoshua, do not be afraid, I have given them into your hand, lo ya'amod ish mehem b'fanecha, no one will stand before you. And therefore Yehoshua comes with a surprise attack, pit'om, Pasuk Tes, Yehoshua comes pit'om, suddenly, kol alayla, during the entire night, he comes up from the Gilgal, vayehu meim Hashem lifnei Yisrael, Hashem confused them before Yisrael, vayakim maka gedola begivon, they strike a great strike against these five kings who have made a pact to fight against Givon and the Bnei Yisrael, and they chased them away. And it was as they were fleeing from the Bnei Yisrael, they went down on one side of the mountain, and Vahashem hishlich aleihem avanim gedolos min hashamayim. Hashem sent down upon them huge stones from the heavens ad azeka, until azeka vayamusu, and they died. And the pasuk tells us, we're in pasuk Yud Aleph, rabim asher mesu ba'avnei habarad me'asher harugu Bnei Yisrael b'charav. How great was the miracle? More of the king of the troops who came along with these five kings died by the hailstones than actually died by the sword of the Bnei Yisrael. This was a tremendous miracle. Obviously, these hailstones were the hailstones that stopped the Barad from Makos Barad in Egypt, that stopped midway down, that were saved for another time. Here they were saved for another time. They fell upon those fleeing Canaanites who were fleeing from before Yehoshua. So we have one tremendous news already, that hailstones fell from Shemayim and smote down the Canaanim. Az yidaber Yehoshua l'Hashem, then, Pasuk Yud Beis, Yehoshua spoke to Hashem, but Rashi here tells us yidaber does not mean that Yehoshua spoke, rather Amar Shira. He sang a song of praise to God. On the day that Hashem gave the Amorim, the kings and their people, the Fnei Bnei Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer le'enei Yisrael, and Yehoshua said before the Bnei Yisrael, Shemesh begivon dom. Let the sun stop in Givon. The areach be'emek Ayalon, and the moon should stop in the valley of Ayalon. Shemesh begivon dom, let the sun stop. We know that the word dom, dalid mem, or dalid vav mem, also means silence, not only to stop. Rashi on this pasuk explains that Yehoshua said Shira instead of the sun. When he told the sun to stop, he silenced it from reciting its song. Every moment of orbit of all of the heavenly bodies is a source of praise to the Ribono Shel Olam, who created the world in such a miraculous manner. If the natural routine of nature is not going, is not continuing, if nature stops, it means in a sense it stops singing Shira to Hashem, and therefore Yehoshua sang Shira instead of the heavenly bodies, which he stopped in their tracks in the heavens. There was a tremendous miracle. According to Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it was Friday afternoon, and when the Shabbos began, the Jews would have to stop their battle, their pursuit. Yehoshua prayed the sun should not set till the battle was concluded, and the time stood still for 36 hours, even though, according to the Pshat in Sefer Yehoshua, we are not told how long the sun stopped for, but we are told, Pasuk Gimel, Vayidom HaShemesh, the sun stopped, V'yareach Amad, the moon stood, Ad Yukom Goy Oivav, until the nation took revenge on its enemies. Halohi Ksuva Al Sefer HaYashar, isn't this what is referenced in Sefer HaYashar? Sefer HaYashar is an appellation for the book of Bereshis. Vayamod HaShemesh B'chatzi HaShemayim, the sun stood halfway in the sky, it did not hasten to set for a complete day. Pasuk Yedalad, V'lo Haya Kayamahu Lefanav Achrav, there was never such a day, neither before or after. We wake up in the morning, the sun rises in the east, the sun sets in the west. It has been this way since Brias HaOlam, when the Ribono Shel Olam created HaMe'oros B'Shamayim, when he created the heavenly bodies in the heaven. Nature takes its course under the jurisdiction of God. And here in Pasuk Yod, Yehoshua, clearly with the haskama, the go-ahead of the Ribono Shel Olam, was able to miraculously stop nature. And Yehoshua and the people come back to the camp at Gilgal, and Vayanusu Chameshos HaMlachim Ha'ela, the five kings ran away, and they hid in a cave in Makeda. So remember, the five kings gathered. Already many of their armies have been smote down, both by the sword of Yehoshua and his men, and also by the falling barad, the falling hailstones. So Yehoshua says, put these five kings into a cave, roll large stones over the mouth of the cave, appoint men to guard it, meaning the kings will not be able to run away, and all the rest of their armies who are in the rear, do not let them get to their cities, God will give them in your hand, chased after them. Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael struck a great blow to the armies of these five kings till they were utterly destroyed. And the people come back to the camp, to Yehoshua, to Makeda, in peace. No one sharpened their tongue against the Bnei Yisrael. We see here that there was no opposition. It is a mighty victory, and no one is able to stand against them. Yehoshua commands to open the mouth of the cave to take out these five kings. Ultimately, the king of Yerushalayim, the king of Hebron, the king of Yarmus, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, that's in Pasuk of Gimel, were hung on a tree. They were utterly smashed and defeated by the Bnei Yisrael. They hung on the tree, Pasuk Rav, Chaf Vav, until evening, and it was when the sun set, Yehoshua commanded to take them down from the tree. They threw them back into the cave, Vayasimu Avanim Gdolos Al Piha Ma'ara Ad Etzam Hayom Hazeh. The remains of these five kings, after they were hung and killed, were put back into the cave, and we are told that Yehoshua conquered Makeda, he conquered Livna, he conquered Lachish, he conquered Horam, he conquered Eglon, he conquered Hebron, he conquered Devir, he conquered the whole south, the Negev, from Kadesh Barnea to Aza. Perek Yud, therefore, is a tremendous story of the great conquest of the Bnei Yisrael to many different kings and cities in Eretz Yisrael. When you consider the narrative, the episodes, the battles in Sefer Yehoshua, we tend to forget how miraculous this really was. These are people who were not trained in warfare. 40 years earlier, they were slaves under cruel taskmasters in Egypt. The baby boys were being thrown into the Nile River. This is a new generation who knows to fight. But the Psukim constantly tell us that it is with the Ribono Shel Olam's permission and guidance and ultimately God's power. I once read a beautiful line by Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, who says to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. It is only because the Ribono Shel Olam is on our side that former slaves who were not trained in battle were able to mow down with such smashing victory so many kings, so many cities in such a stupendous fashion. The pasuk tells us in Yeshayahu Perak Samech Vav Pasuches, Mi Shama Kazos, Mi Ra'acha Ela, who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen of such a thing? Hayuchal Eretz B'yom Echad, is a land born in one day? Im Yevaleid Goy Pa'am Echas, is a nation born in one moment? Ki Chala Gam Yalda Tzion Espaneha, just as Yerushalayim Tzion has travailed, just as she has suffered birth pangs, so too she births and she gives forth her sons. And we see really here in these psukim from Sefer Yehoshua that though the conquest does not happen in one day, we know that it took years for Yehoshua to conquer the land. The smashing victories can only be attributed to the miracles of the Ribono Shel Olam. Hailstones from Shamayim smoting down the people. The sun is stopping in its tracks. The moon is not moving. Yehoshua is singing Shira. And these nations are smote down. David Ben-Gurion famously once said, in Israel, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles. If we believe in miracles and the Ribono Shel Olam, if we believe that the one who controls Teva can also stop Teva, if we believe that a former nation of slaves can conquer mighty kings with no opposition, then the reality is that with God on our side, we also believe that anything can happen for the better for Knesset Yisrael. Thank you for joining our learning as part of Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi Leilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alaha Hashalom.